Jeffrey is about to relapse his nofap streak again. Since he's already on day zero, he thinks it's not going to hurt. Meanwhile, Jessica is going through the brainwashing that happens to most girls in modern society. She's being told that nightclubs and hookups are empowering. And so she sleeps around and gets a high body count. When she finally attracts her dream man, he can't accept her past. And so he leaves her. She ends up miserable and alone in only short-term relationships that never last. Adonis and Anastasia do not fall for the trap. They stay disciplined. Adonis is an attractive man. The attractive man. Whenever he rides around on his motorbike, girls look at him. He has abundance, and that makes it easier for him to say no. And Anastasia knew that a future husband would respect her more if she didn't sleep around. Even though she witnessed the same brainwashing as Jessica, she mustered up the strength to say no every time. Together, they make a fine family. There's a story in the Bible that I found interesting. The strongest man in the Bible was brought down by lust. A man named Samson was given incredible strength by God. He was such an incredibly powerful man, but his final downfall was by a woman named Delilah, who seduced him and cut off his hair, which was the source of his power. After that, he was captured and humiliated. And honestly, for me, I've been so focused on my self-improvement journey the last almost 2 months now, I think it's been, that I've been meditating every day. I've started journaling again. I've started going to the gym twice a day. I've been living with a friend of mine who's also on this discipline path. And so being back in this lifestyle of like discipline, hard work, self-improvement, mastery, grind, goals, it has felt just wonderful to be back like in the trenches, full focus on growth rather than just on external pleasures and enjoyments. I am genuinely so fulfilled right now, like more than I've been in the last few years, more than when I did my kickboxing fight, more than when I launched my product and I made $75,000 a day. This is the most fulfilled I've been because now I actually feel like I'm pursuing mastery and just discipline for the sake of discipline itself. That's what makes us feel so alive, is when we know that we have things to improve on. We make promises and we set goals and then we just do the work without fucking procrastinating, without making excuses, without getting distracted by other things. And that's how I've been feeling recently. So I've made some real progress that I'm personally proud of, and I hope you're proud of me. One of the things I've noticed, which is so specific, is I've been averting my gaze so much more. You know, when you're a young man, you really want to make eye contact with girls because, you know, it's validating. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel seen. And I'm sure women are like this in some ways as well. It makes you feel good, right, to hold eye contact. But the thing is, it can be the doorway to situations that maybe are not good for you. And so it's like the bell curve, where at first I had to learn how to hold eye contact with girls, how to talk to them, how to attract them. And now I have to learn like how to stop making eye contact with girls, how to stop flirting and stuff, because most of the time it's like it's being a bit of a distraction. So what I've noticed in the last month in particular is I've really been averting my gaze so much more. It feels like an accomplishment for me anyway. So yeah, I think it's important. You celebrate some small wins, especially in this area, which is actually a pretty hard thing to make progress on. So W's in the chats, boys. some progress. One of the best things that I've noticed actually comes from the book Think and Grow Rich. In one of the last chapters, the author talks about sexual transmutation. And he talks about something which is so interesting. He says, a lot of young men don't really achieve so much. It's only when they're about 40 years old that they've really hit their stride in their career or their business. And a big reason why is because we're just distracted. We're just horny. And it made sense to me when I read it first a few years ago and when I recapped this book recently. How much of your energy is just being spewed and wasted on porn and degeneracy and girls that you don't even like. You know, look, let me tell you my values, right? I really want to learn to keep some things private, but let me just tell you some of my values. I just think it's probably best if you only hang out with girls you actually like. And I know that's a pretty low standard for some people. You know, some people are saying, no, I'm not gonna, you know, be with a girl until I'm getting married. Okay, fair enough. But for me personally, it's like, just make sure you actually like the girl first before you start to pursue something with her. It's so easy and so quick to jump into bed with someone. It's so easy to be distracted even before that moment, to be hypnotized by them and them by you. But overall, it doesn't actually make your life better. It's kind of like a bad habit. It's kind of like eating sugar, where you think it's like tasty. And it is for a few seconds. But then the moment you've swallowed, like, the fun stops. Pun intended. So I've been taking that sexual energy and just putting it into my work, putting it into my videos. This is like the most important thing in my life is like my work, my contribution to mankind. And things have been so good. Like literally yesterday I was looking at the YouTube analytics as like a creator. We get to see data on how well your videos are and how much like your audience likes you and stuff. And everything's been flying back up again. And I'm so happy to see that. This is what I've wanted for years. Literally imagine this. Imagine you've been working on something for years and you just didn't get it. And then now you finally see like results showing, oh yeah, shit's actually coming back up. It makes me feel like, oh man, like hard work, discipline, sacrifice. Of course it works. Of course it does. It's like an exhale, like a sigh of relief. Like, oh yes, I'm on the right track. Like, can you imagine how great that feels for me? And maybe you even feel this yourself. I've seen so many comments from people saying the last like few weeks has been the best on my channel, like from, you know, my work, my videos, from the last like few years. You can feel the energy inside of me. You can feel the energy inside of like the comment section, the videos. It literally feels like this is season two, like we're coming back up again. And I'm so excited for that because I've literally, bro, the last few years hasn't been easy for me. It's not been easy. I've made so many mistakes, but at least the one thing I can be so proud of is I did not quit. I didn't get negative thoughts. I just kept on pushing, kept on marching forward, just refusing to quit, refusing to just fall down and die. And I'm so glad that like the younger version of me, even though I was seeing everything like go downhill in my life, I'm so glad I just stuck to the path. I didn't quit because now this was like the final like key for me. And when I've changed this, I've made some progress in this area recently. It feels like life was like this going down and now I'm just seeing it go back up for the first time in fucking years. And it feels so nice to see that. And I bet you feel it. And I've seen so many comments of guys saying like, yeah, like I feel the energy. Like Hamza, you've been more committed on your own self-improvement journey recently. And now so have I, because I've been watching your videos again. I stopped watching you for like a year. I kind of fell out of self-improvement. Now I've been watching you again and I'm getting hype into self-improvement again. How fucking beautiful is that? That's what like sexual transmutation is. You take that energy inside of you that's like inside of your blood, of every cell of your body, and you put it into something that's so creative. And don't get me wrong, this doesn't mean that you can't date. This doesn't mean that you can't have sex. But rather you just do that intentionally with a good person, with the person you want to be with, rather than just the person that you find who also kind of accepts you right now. It feels like this is the right path and I'm still red-pilled, but I want a family. I've wanted a family for years. I think the most alpha, like masculine thing you can do is lead a family. Not just have children, because a lot of guys have children and then they're deadbeat fathers or they're abusive fathers. Not just have a woman or have a wife, because again, a lot of men become husbands, but they're like bad husbands. They're inattentive. They're not present. They're abusive. But leading a family who genuinely love you and respect you, like a woman who loves you, not just because she's freely loving, but because you actually genuinely deserve it, because you have leveled up so many areas of life to make yourself like a high echelon of a man, not just with these materialistic successes that most people are focused on, but also with like the weird inner work to be like the masculine man who can make a woman feel safe and she can actually trust you. I think like this, that's the most beautiful journey that you can actually be on. That's what my life has been directed towards for the past few years. You know, when you're young, you're just trying to be like handsome and you just want to make a bit of money. And then, you know, you want some status and some respect from the guys around you. But you get to a certain age and maturity and maybe a certain level of success as well, where you start to realize like, okay, well, look, I've had it. I've traveled the world. I've had some parties and I've, you know, enjoyed myself and I've been with girls and I've had friends and stuff. Okay, those things are nice. Okay, fair enough. But it's like, who gives a fuck? What I've wanted for the last like few years is I want to have a family. I want to have children who I can teach and I can share my wisdom to. There's something like, let me tell you something about me. This is so, you know, people will tell you like, oh yeah, my hobbies are going to the gym and whatever. But this is something about me that's, I think, is so vague, but it's so interesting. Is I think the concept of passing down wisdom is so enlivening. Like sometimes I visualize past generations, not just the last 100 years, but hundreds of years and thousands of years, and father to son, master to apprentice, passing the baton in the race of mankind. I think that's fucking so cool. And so me doing this work has always felt so cool for me, because I'm like, how is this possible? I learn stuff and then I just teach it to other people. I just like pass you my wisdom. And now I make a living. Like I make so much money by doing this. Like jokes on you guys, I would be doing this shit for free, honestly. So I'm like so happy to do that. But the ultimate like expression of passing down wisdom it's gonna be me to my children. It's gonna be me saying to my boy, like, oh, watch out for that. It's gonna be me saying to my girl, you can do this. This is how I did that when I was your age. I think I'm gonna be such a good father. I'm not gonna be perfect. Of course not. But I think there's few people who are like this dedicated to like their future family as I've been. And I know that a lot of my followers, a lot of my boys, I know we're all the same. I'm just gonna like fucking self-glaze us here, because I know my audience is like 98% male, right? Our future wives are gonna be so lucky to be with us. We're gonna be lucky to be with them, but let me just talk about us for a second, bro. Like, we don't even know our future wives, and we are here literally as young men, just working hard to be better husbands and lovers and fathers for a family that we don't even have yet. We're working hard right now so that our future wives don't have to work and they can be full-time mothers. And if they want like some, you know, some like work of their own, fair enough, but there's no pressure now. We're working hard so that our future children can be as healthy as possible. We can get them everything they need, not like materialistic things, but tutors, teachers, skills, knowledge, groups, whatever they need. This is why we're working so hard, whilst other men are working hard so that they can buy like another watch and then they can drive a fancy car, so other guys in a fancy car can look at each other and be like, wow, is that the GTX? Is it 770? Other guys are doing that. Okay, fair enough. They like their toys. I don't give a shit about toys, honestly. I don't know what that means, if that means that they're like lesser men than us, which I probably think is the case. Maybe I don't want to shit on other people and their interests, but like, I don't give a shit about toys. I don't give a shit about like fancy cars and toys and shiny watches and whatever. Like, those things can be nice. I like my Casio. That's it. I'm doing this for the purpose. I'm doing this for a fucking big reason. I'm doing this to build a kingdom. I'm doing this to build a family, like a strong family. That's why I'm putting in so much work into myself, my self-improvement, and my business, my work, my resources, my power, influence in this world. And I know that you are as well. And that's why I say like our future wives would be so lucky to be with us, because most guys are not thinking about this. Most guys are only waiting for the weekend so that they can go play more video games and take drugs. And the guys who are productive, the guys who are making money, they're just waiting for 8 p.m. so that they can go have sex with some girl, and then they can, you know, smoke their vape and put their little fucking nicotine pouch inside of their gummy, and then they can like make more money, and then they can buy the watch so that other friends like, okay, congratulations. Men like us, we are special. Men like us, we are the like the prize of the world. We are the catch of the world. The guys who literally, before they've even had children, before they've even discovered the woman they want to be with, you're optimizing your health so that your sperm will be healthier so that you can have healthier children. Like, who does that? Who literally thinks about the things that we think about? Honestly, like, sometimes we need to like, so I fucking suck our own cock sometimes to think like, fuck me, we're doing some fucking good work and we are devoting ourselves to our future family who don't even know us yet. Like, that's the level of character that we're developing here, and I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of us, of guys like me who are living like this, who are getting away from the modern degeneracy, or at least trying to, because these things are hard to get away from. And if you want to get away from them but you're struggling and you're relapsing, you're still a good person. You're not a bad person for that. These things have been engineered to be addictive. It took me many years to get away from porn, so don't you ever feel bad that it's still taking you some time right now. I think we're on a fantastic path, like the path that we need to be on. And I know for a fact our future women are proud of us, our future children are proud of us. To the 2% of girls who watch my channel, the same thing about your future husband. When you tell him stories about this time that you were leveling yourself up so that you could become a better woman before you even met him, he's going to be proud of you. He's going to respect you more. This is the path that gets us not only self-respect, but the respect from those people who we love. You know, everyone on the internet tells you like, oh, stop caring about what people think. I think that's fucking bullshit. I care about what my family think of me. I care about what my best friend thinks of me. I care about what good people think about me. That's why I work hard and I discipline myself. And I hope the same is true about you as well. Because if you care about what I think of you, if you're on this path, if you're watching content like this, when you could be scrolling, watching porn, you could be watching TV, you could be looking at internet drama or whatever, the newest celebrity gossip, and you're sat here thinking about not being lustful, you are a remarkable person. Honestly, like, I think we are special. I think we are literally like the 1% of people who are really switched on. That's our competitive advantage. And maybe not right now, not for me, maybe not for you, but soon. Us group of 1% people who are serious about self-improvement, of course we're going to meet each other. Of course we're going to connect. You're going to meet a girl who, I swear to God, within the next few years, you're going to meet a girl. And when you speak, you're going to realize she has been watching similar content to you. She has been realizing that like the modern day degeneracy is not right. She's not been going to nightclubs. She's not been listening to even rap music. She's been dressing modestly the same way that you've been leveling up to be a stronger man. She's been leveling up to be a stronger woman. You've both been doing it for the relationship that you didn't even have, just out of respect for each other, then you didn't even know about each other. Like, that's fucking so cute. And like, oh man, we're not going to be perfect. Of course not. Look, we're going to keep messing up. This is the game of self-improvement. You know, you make progress, you fall down, that's okay. But if you're on this path, you should be so proud of yourself, honestly. Because I am. Yeah. This is the happiest I've been for a few years. This is the most disciplined I've been for a long time as well. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah. By the way, no pressure, but there's a few links underneath this video that you can check out if you want to have a look at my paid programs. When you trust me enough and you feel like my free content has already changed your life, you can have a look at those.